But he does take up the Ravid over here. So there's interesting Ravid on the halakha that we were doing yesterday in the Rambam. Okay, so the Ravid says like this. He says, "Emes who?" How many times you see that one start over? "She hagirsos mischalfos b'zeh." Says it's true. There are different girsos on the Inu and that stuff. "Vani kayamti eshteyim." Meaning what? "Sheim yesh edim al hatenai shomer lo al tifreini ela be'edim v'or parosi v'ho kulohem eino neman." So he said, I can take the eino neman. I can take the eino neman and I guess not trickle down to the problems that the Rambam has later. So I agree that, but he has a very specific condition here. If he says, if there are edim about on the Tanai, so then I'll say, "Eino neman." Okay. "Vim ein sham edim." Oh, he wants to do. Oh, he wants to say, "I can
Yeah,
explain both. I can explain both gears."
he's saying that both gears are
Right.
possible.
No, but he's saying I can be I can say both gears are right. I can be Mekayim both of the gears, but depending on the conditions. If he says it in front of edim, then he's not neman like the riff. Vim ein sham edim neman migu di yochol lememar lo hisnei. Okay, fine. That's just a trick. So if there are no edim, then he can deny the whole thing. Avol kishomer al tifreini ela bifnei ploni uploni be'emes nirin divrei harav zal. De omar, that means the riff. De omar paslinu lekuli alma legabi hai piron. So I agree with the riff. That if he says only pay me in front of these two individuals, that it's essentially a statement of psul about any other eidim. Okay. De amar paslinu lekuliyama gabi hai piron. I'm passing everyone else in terms of this payment. Yes. Yes. So he says, I think the riff is right. V'chi osu achrini v'omri kamon pare. Motzi Omar sitroi ninu. Exactly, I'm some like some kind of liars. V'hatema. Now here's the thing. This is the part that's interesting. Okay, he says v'hatema. I don't care. He wants to pick sides. The riff of the Rama, fine. But what's interesting is like this. He says v'hatema shatoma zeh hachacham al zeh al zeh. He says, but the Rambam had like a conceptual problem with the sheet of saying that you can passel edim for the piron, and if you remember,
even if you paid the product,
that's right. The Rambam had a problem. He said, how could that be? You're going to set up a situation that he has to keep paying until he can bring witnesses to Beis Din. The Rambam says, well, what's this poor guy supposed to do? Lock him up, right? And then he says he's turning it into a shtar, right? So the Ravid says, I don't really understand that problem. He says, yeah. The al zev omar she'afilu omar bifnei ploni uploni im yavo'u edim sheparo bifneiam in kan beis michosh. So the Rambam says it's got to be that if you bring the edim, it's good. Yitma al masha amru behimnas olai. So in other words, basically what he's doing is like he's saying the Rambam is complaining that how is it possible that you're going to turn this into a din of like a shtar, where no matter what he does, he's not going to be believed and will have to pay over and over and over again. What's the guy to do? So the Rambam says, well, why don't you just take a look at the next couple of halachos in the Rambam? Okay. Ram says in Halacha Gimel, Hisne Hamalve Alalove Shehi Neman B'chol Shelo Paro. These are halachas we did in the Gemara. I'm then based on. I raise a note of Lo Shua Afavi Paro. Okay, so if he makes a condition with the Love that whenever he says he wasn't paid back, the Love has to pay. Okay, so he has to pay. But if the Love brings Edim, he doesn't have to pay. Okay. But he could up the game. He can say and Dalit hisne alav sheyihya malve neman kishne edim, right? Like the next case in the Gemara, afal pishay the edim sheparo harveze gova mimenu below shvua terehe aminu kishne edim. So the Rambam has the case too. According to the Rambam, you can construct a case that's exactly like the problem that he says shouldn't exist, right? Because you can make it such that you'll say, the Malvo will say, I will be believed like two Edom. And therefore, even when the guy brings an Edom, he'll still have to pay. So he'll have to pay again and again. So he says, Vayavilu Hameya Shepo. So that's a most of Gorea. If he says, I'll be believed like three Edom, then if he brings four, he's going to win, okay? Because he made it up to Deus. Okay, anyway, but now listen to the Rambam. It says, the Rambam is bothered by the problem he's creating over here. How can the guy get out of this need to pay? Even with Edom, he's going to have to pay over and over again. He says, well, Yikorea Hashtar, I guess he means the shtar that says this condition in it. I'm not really sure what other he means, but oh, Yeyedze al okay. Or the malva should be made in front of two Edom that every shtar that he has against Plony is bottled. Oh, Yeyed al-Atzmo. I'm not sure why he says Shlo b'fnei halova. The Mishnah Melech doesn't understand why he says that. But anyway, the Malva can be made upon himself. Shekibel kol chov sheyesh lo etzel Plony. So basically, the Rambam has remedies to prevent somebody from being able to collect again and again and again. Yeah, so that's what the writer basically says. He says, why is he so surprised? Let him do the let him use the remedies that he himself says. Vizuhi takana so l'cholayin. The Ram provides the takana for the whole thing. So what does he mean? How is it possible to put this guy in this impossible situation? He gave you takanas for those impossible situations later. Powerful, powerful question. The truth is, the Ram had two problems. It's like a shtar, and also he said, what can the guy do to stop having to pay?
What was that point when he says a lot?
Let's reread the problem one more time. So the Rambam says his main problem is what? His main problem is to say that if you said Plony Plony, right, you identified Edom that you have to make the payment in front of, even if you bring in other Edom to base him, they are not believed. It's essentially hassling any other Edom to this Edus. So the Rambam says, what's his problem? He says, yes. He says, Devarim shel das hein, v'chi ma hoya lo la'asos. Omar lo al tifreini el beidim, oro beidim. Oh, okay. So sounds like he's saying he has no way to
No, he's saying no, he's really going to go to track.
he has no way he has no way to satisfy it. So he's stuck. Right. But the problem is, I don't know if he came in real late, but the problem is Halacha Dal, the Rambam says if the guy makes a Tanai that I will the Malva says, I will always be believed that I was not paid, even if you bring Edom in, that's a good Tanai. So the Rambam says, so how does he end this relationship? He has to bring Edom. The Malva has to be Moda in front of Edom that he already received the payment. And that'll stop the whole problem.
Yeah, because
So why does the Rambam say, so why can't the Rambam use that takana here? Yeah, so the Rav takes up this question. But we have Moshe here. The Rav takes up this question. Yeah, the Rav says like this. He says, it sounds like he was exploring different things. I don't know if this is all, doesn't sound like it's really actually one shiur here. Sounds like a little snippets. But anyway, so he brings out the question of the Ravid, right? This is in Kuf Pei, if you're in the Shemot. I'm not sure what version you have. But he says, so he brings on the Ravid, and he says, Maishna me'atat nai she'yifra b'fnei ploni uploni, k'ra'am posak she'idam achirim ne'amonim. Okay. So, yeah. So how come when he knocks out, when he says betray, no one else is Naaman, and here they are. I'm not sure if that's the right way for the question. But the V'tech takes it like the head of the calf, Shesham, Nevatel Halove es HaNaamon, Shel Eidus Bechlal. He has two answers. This is the first one. His first way of going is like this. That in Halacha Dalid, different than you're saying now, but in Halacha Dalid, he is Mevatel the Naamonus of Eidus Bechlal. Right. I'm Naaman Kibetre. Aegis has no effect on this transaction. So how does that help? That's why the condition works. Yeah, that's why the condition works. Okay. The Ilu Ba'alti for any other Bifnei Ploni Uploni. Okay. Yeah. Let me just. It's interesting the way he's approaching this. He's approaching this question. He's like taking this. He's taking like piecemeal questions. His first question is like this: The Ravid says, "Hisig ala Rambam mipsako boso perek vizulishano hisne alav shiyah malve neaman kishne edim afapi shevi edim shaparu harizeh govim below shavua." So the Ram says, "Lachadal," the guy can say, "I'm going to be believed like two edim," and then even if the lova marches 100 edim into Beis Din, he has to pay. So you see, the Rambam has this halacha that you can negate two edim. So how come when I say these two edim are kosher, these are the only two edim that it's not the same? I'm also not. It's not really a great question. This question is not a great question. So anyway, so you're saying no over there. He is negating edus bechlal. Okay. But you see his approach. He doesn't want to say it's like an umdana thing. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't want to say. It's like it's not mashma that he's passing Avis Bechlal. When he says Al Tifri'ini Ela Bifnei Ploni Uploni, because that's the way a regular guy would approach the Rambam versus the right versus the Rif. A regular guy would say it's an argument on mashmaos of what is the guy doing. The Rif says when you say Al Tifri'ini Ela Bifnei Ploni Uploni, it's ipso facto a psul of everyone else, right? And this is actually the way the Rambam. It's actually the way that he started. It's like he gets like three versions of this shiur. His opening salvo in the whole shiur was the machlokas is whether it's a din of ne'emonas, that the Rif is saying when you say ploni uploni, it's a statement about everyone else's ne'emonas by implication. And the Rambam is just saying, no, it's just a requirement. I have a chiyuv. You have to do something new. But it's not a statement of negation. So is it like, Lava or is it like it's not kafel, or it's like but now he's saying no. Now he wants to say different. He wants to say that the Ravids that and he can work that out. He says no. Now he wants to take it up one level of Sar and says no. There's a di maybe the Rambam holds there's a difference al pisara between negating edus bechlal and edus of individuals. Okay. The Ilu Balti for any elabifne ploni uploni, Shagaonim Pascu, Shaploni uploni, Bilvadneamon, Velo Edom Achirim. Pull like a Rambam. Hila Daito, Shayavatal, Neamon, Shal Mikzas, Haedim, Velo Pulam, Lo Eshar. You can either get rid of Adis or not. You can't say his Adis is not Adis. It's like an intuitive twinkle that he's got going. He's not really developing it. It's like a stab, you know? Maybe there's some idea of the institution of Avis, but you can't go down to, particulars of Avis. You either accept Avis or you don't accept Avis. You can't accept this Avis. No difference halachically between his Avis and his Avis. So you've either got to deny Edus Bechlal or not.
How does that work with the Rambam's reasons why he doesn't like it becomes an Edus Peshtar, and like how does that
what I'm saying. He's like taking, he's taking these things like piecemeal. He's just taking that first step. He's not bending, he has not addressing those other problems at all at this point. Okay. Yeah, right. In other words, there's no such thing. There's no such thing. So it must mean, so we have to interpret it in a sensible way. So it must mean there's just an obligation to pay in front of them. It can't be a statement about eight about Nehemiah, because it's impossible to negate his Nehemiah. You can either negate Adus or not. So if you're going to say these two guys, it must be just a separate tonight that I have to do the mice of Puron in front of them.
You probably could have screwed this.
No.
It's not enough saying, if I say, moving sure, I will not be.
It's not a Nehemiah thing. It won't be a Nehemiah thing. It won't be a din of Nehemiah. It won't be a din of postling their Nehemiah. In other words, if you march Reuben and Shimon in, if you said, I believe everyone except Reuben and Shimon, and the guy brought Reuben and Shimon into Beis Din, according to the Rambam, he would have to be released. Right? Okay. So he says, oh, do you talking Shebur halacha dalet ki shemavato Nehemiah kol edim sheba olam chal midin koach hodos baldin kemea edim dami. This is getting closer to where you were going. Shekain hoda halova shekol mashi yiton hatovea kinegdo hu ha'emes. Ulam bebitol miktas ha'edim lo shayach din hodos baldin. Now he's trying to work it a little bit differently. He's saying, well, maybe it's a different halacha. Maybe when he says, maybe in halacha dalid, there was a condition that you said. You didn't really say I'm passing all the edim, right? You were hisna. So now the lova, part of the lova's condition, part of the condition of the loan is that's like the lova is admitting that he's not, that he hasn't paid back as long as the malva says he hasn't received it. So that's like a hodos baldin kameh. It's not really a negation of the nemanis at all. It's interesting. I just like to see how it's almost like you watch him and you think a little bit of it. As he's trying to move away. Maybe halacha dalet doesn't. First, he says maybe halacha dalet is a din of negating the emunas of edim b'chlal, right? And that you can do, but you can't negate the edim of the edus of the emunas of two edim or ten edim or whatever, right? Now he's saying, no, maybe it's not. Maybe halacha dalet is not even a din of negating the emunas of edim b'chlal. It's a separate din. I'm engaging in, I'm creating like a hodos bal din kamei edim b'amim. I'm creating a condition from the beginning. It's a question whether you can create this condition later or not.
Okay.
Okay.
The love is modia rather than malah.
Right. Because I mean, he's looking for some kind of mechanism of this. We're saying, we know hodos bal din kamei edim b'amim. So that's basically what's going on. It's like a hodah.
We do keep regretting. Yeah, but maybe Adam W doesn't help you here because he says, no, we're not accepting games. No,
he doesn't say that. He wants to say maybe halacha dalet is not a din. I'm not accepting Adam. I'm creating a hodah's bal din. So that may mean when the gates all ate us.
To bring in the gate, but I'm still admitting it's pain.
It's like I said, you're going to agree from the beginning that you'll agree that you still owe me money as long as I don't say uncle. You know what I mean? Exactly.
Well, you admitted in the face of those aid.
Right, but not directly that I'm not going to use aid them. It's like I'm always admitting I owe you the money until you say.
So
exactly. It's just Mamela, I'm not the Adam won't work. Because her daughter's bald in to me, Adam dummy. Hold on, slow down. But if I say in Halacha Aleph, you have to pay me only in front of these two Adam, right? So therefore there's no such that's not Shaykh anymore. You can't say. Let's see, is that going to work? He says, "Shekein hoda lova shekol masha yitonu tovei kenegdo hu emes ulam bebitol miktas ha'edim lo shayach din hodas ba'din." But there's no such thing as saying you can never really tamper with Aiden at all. All you can do is create the hodas baal din kamei Aiden done. So he's saying, if I say I'll be believed kibay trey, then I'm saying you're always giving a hodah. But you can't work it out with specific people. Can't work it out that way. Maybe. Maybe you get very, very strange kind of hodah system.
Except for Ruben.
Right. V'nei Rambam poslak b'tnai al tifreini ela be'edem shalova neman lomar parosicha b'fnei shnayim v'hochu lem v'dias hayam ki al ilmole kein oyamal v'hofei chliyos milva b'shak. Now he's taking the second problem of the, now he's going through the logic. Okay, the first one was just technically what type of a system, what's the mechanism of the namonas, or the e-namonas. So he's playing around with that. Is it really a din of passing the amounts of others, or is it creating a dos bal din? Okay, but both of those have to be on a wholesale situation. So now he says, let's take a look at the Rambam's particular problems, right? Not technical problems of creating the condition, but problems of the existence of the condition. And one of them is, he says, if you're going to say that you can only pay me back in front of Edom, and you're not going to be believed to say that they went to Medinas Hayam, then the Rambam says it's like you turned it into a shtar. Okay. V'nishelas ha-she'ela u'ma b'kach im yiyem milva b'shtar. So what's so bad if it becomes a milva b'shtar? Right. That's one problem. Like the Rambam says, one second, it's going to be a milva b'shtar. Okay. So milva b'shtar. Right. The od kasha hare osa hataina efshal liton gamba lochadal, and you can also say halachadal is like a star, right? Because like the rabbi says, the same remedy that exists in dal exists here. So to the degree that it's becoming like a star, they're the same, and they both could be extinguished in the same way. So why is this one worse as becoming like a star? And not that one. That one's also like becoming like a star. It's just he provides the remedy. So it's like this. We got to dust off an old star. Okay.
Are those two questions, or that's one question?
That is two questions. One question is, who cares if anything? Who cares if a milvah turns into a star? And furthermore, why can't you say that one also turned into a star? I mean, it's the same question, but he's kind of like trying to show you that there's a particular problem becoming like a star. It's not a universal problem becoming like a star. For some reason, it's only a problem to become like a star over here and not over there, even though effectively it would seem that they're the same. Okay, so he said like this: V'nira liyashivo l'orshtis a Rambam perak yud aleph mehilchos malva v'lova aleph gimel. Okay, which is, if you remember, the star, the ksaviyat case. Ram says, if the malva produces a ksav yad of the lova, right, that he's chayav, but there's no edim on the document, right, an IOU, or literally an IOU. So the Ram says, afal pi shehuchsa ksav yad of the basin, or whatever he signed it, harei zeh kenilva al peh l'chol davar. So that written document, that handwritten IOU, is like a verbal loan in every regard, meaning to say there's no mishubad, there's no shibud karkos. Vim ta'an shepara nishba hesed v'nifta. Okay, and he can't collect from the yarshim or the lukubas. Okay, so the Rambam says two things in this halacha. He says if it's a ksav yad, it's like a milva al peh l'chol davar. And what are the chol davar? Essentially has two divarim. One is he can claim parosi, right? And not force the other guy to take a shua of nishba v'notel. He can't be, there's no pogim shtar in this case, right? I'm not sure if you were up to that, Moshe, but were you there when we were doing that? If the guy produces a regular shtar and the lova says, I paid it off, so the malva Can still collect. We don't care. Doesn't he can't claim you paid off. He's holding the shtar. He can't claim you paid it off. If you made the malveil pay, you can claim you paid it off. Okay, but there's one extra element of there. He can the lova can force him to take a shua, but essentially that's a separate point. But over here, basically he's saying even though it's written in his handwriting. So again, it's like a milveil peh, and therefore he can say, I paid it back and take a shuas hesed and be putter. And there's no lekuchos. So the Rav says, the Rambam seems to be tying these two dinim together, right? The din of being able to say plito and parasi and govah minechasim mishubar. Okay? So he says, the Magid Mishnah over there says there were rishonim who held that he's not neman to say parasi because basically shtarcha biyadi my boy, right? So he says, but the Rambam says no, that if it's a shtar al peh, aliba the Rambam shtar she'al piv goveh mishubadim. I'm sorry, it's a bad choice of word, but if you have a shtar through which you can collect mishubadim, tzarich lomar shtar shvonitan liton kenegdo. Tying us parasi. So he says, the Rambam learns now. There's two. The two things go hand in hand. If you can collect from mishubadim, you can't have a tainus parasi. And if you can have a tainus parasi, it's not possible to say you can collect from mishubadim. So that's why the Rambam over here says, if it's a shtar, if it's a ksav yad, so he can say parasi, and he cannot collect from mishubadim. So once you can say parasi, you can't collect mishubadim. Okay, why? He says de'i ha'Rambam midame eshnei hadinim ahadodi. Okay, shtar shelo nitan liton kenegdo tainus parasi. I'm sorry, better. So you see, the Ram ties these two things together. Din e tainas parasi v'din gevias mishubadim teluyim zubizu. So you can only collect from mishubadim when you can't claim parasi. Why? Kiim yuchal halove lishtamet minachov ayide tainas parasi ein nechosov chashuvim achrayim lepiron chovze. If you can get out of it, you can't say there's a shibud. Shibud has to be a firm grip. That's right. That's right. You can be taken from the kuchos. Didon. So he says, now bring it back to our case. So the Ram says over here, if the ma in our case of the malveh, that if the loveh can never say parasi, okay. Then he should be able to collect from mishubadim. But since mishubadim, but we know he can't, so it must be he can say parasi. That's what he means. That it's like. It's empirically false. Like if it were possible, if it were impossible for him to say parasi, then it would be a shtar, meaning he would be able to collect from mishubadim. But we know he can't collect from mishubadim, so it must be parasi. Okay, that's this first. That's the answer to the first question. Why over here is he saying not mabekach, not like it can't become a shtar, but we know there are things that we know there are qualities of shtar. And one of the and parasi and parasi and mishubadim go hand in hand. If you're going to tell me he can't say parasi, he should have the din of the he should have the other din of the shah. But he doesn't. It's a funny read of the Rambam, no?
Yeah, isn't the reason also you mishubadim is because there's a call to a star?
I know, right? Because there's a call.
There's a call to a star.
And there's no aid then, there's no call. I mean.
Yeah, because the guy made a
I
condition, so
know.
all of a sudden
I
the
know.
folks are supposed to know that their stuff is double
I know.
mortgage.
I know. I know.
It's impossible. In other words, it's logical. Why can't be held? Why can't be
Right.
mortgage in Shabbat? That's can't be Shabbat, but then you can't have the other thing because they go together.
Yeah, but it is true. I mean, the Ram doesn't say Yeah, it's true. It's true.
It's not just how we see case. But it's because it can't be the case.
It's true.
Compared to the other guy.
True. Okay, he says it like this, but let's get to the interesting part. He says, this is the interesting part. He says, Okay. That's where Halacha Dalet is different. Yeah. How? Because over there, Leika Hafkoas Ne'emonas Shel Halove, So he wants to say, no, he's saying he wants to say basically say Halacha Dalet would never turn into a shtar really. Because the Rambam is concerned about halachically speaking, he's saying the shibud karka comes from the fact that he can't say parasi. He says, so if it's a din, that's the din of a shtar, that he can't say parasi against the shtar, and therefore the malveh always has a shibud. But over there, but that's when he's paying me din ne'monas, and you're negating the ne'monas of parasi. He says, but over here, that's not the case in Dalit. That's just a separate din. Hodos din, that doesn't create any shibud. So therefore, when the Ram says halacha aleph would be impossible because it would turn into a shtar, and we know there's no shibud, that's a good argument. But in halacha dalet, it's not working at all like that. It's just working hodos. So he says, "Hatalia bein ina monas lito lit on parosi bias mishubadan musberes al pi asogas arrived." He's trying to take care of our problems here. In the beginning of Perek Nizakin, shemishubadan chalam din av migeder avs. Apparently, he says a different story. Ein kan makomi lahara, ein kan makom lahara. But anyway, but the point is, it's a nice ha'ara, meaning it's a nice ha'ara to show you the difference conceptually between negating the negation of Edom in Aleph and in Dalet. Dalet, I think that's the way he's winding up. Dalet is really it's a conceptual, it's a different idea. It's not negation of, according to the Rif, it's a din of negating Edus. And therefore, apparently, he learns you see from that case, you have a right to passel Edom in general. And therefore, he doesn't see a difference between passeling Edom in general, passeling anyone who's not a Rofe or a Chacham, or passeling anyone other than Ploni and Ploni. But basically, he's saying the Rambam, you could say, learns that initial case completely differently. It has nothing to do with passeling Edus. It's a din of creating a condition of Hodos Baal Din. And that Memela is going to be wrong. What about, though, hold on, now I'm just thinking about it, though. What about the case where the Rambam says, you'll be Neman Kishlo, sure. Once again, Dali says, Hisne Allah, Shia Malva, Neeman Kishne Edom. Right? Doesn't sound like Hodos Baal Din. Anyway, he says, sounds more like you were saying, right? He's giving an Emonus to the Malva. And a few had you mayor to Ashnayim Kameya.
Doesn't because it's ages, is it? It's acceptable ages.
It sounds like
it's a quantitative thing.
Right. But if he says, Kishlosha, he says, you'll be believed to me like three people. Hova yard the minion, im paro bifnei arba'a, hareza parua.
Absolutely. What was the second piece?
Yeah, that's true. It does seem, in other words, it does seem it's in the in Halacha Aleph, he's making a condition. Al tibreini ela bifnei shlo, whatever, these two people. So that's not a statement of Ne'amonis. That's not a statement of Ne'amonis. And the only way you could You could make it impossible to pay to prove it otherwise would be to negate everybody else's MIs. But the Ram doesn't seem to hold from that possibility at all. The only thing you can do is in Dalid, you can adjust certain standards of Nemanis. You could say, I'll accept your statement as long as it's either I'll accept your statement alone, that's the first case, and then Adam would knock it out. Well, accept your statement absolutely as a that would be equivalent to my admission. That would be against all Adam. Or conditionally, if it's unless I'm backed up by a larger number than I selected for you. But those are all statements about Nemanus and some kind of a Hodos Baldin. But Aloha Aleph doesn't have that sewer at all. And you have to say by saying, and I don't think the Ram could, and I don't think you could construct a Nemanus Tanai, a Nemanus Din on particular people. There's no such thing like that. There's no halacha like that. There's no reality to the statement. So then all you can say is there's a condition of how you have to pay. Okay, so I did it. Doesn't negate any, it doesn't pass anyway. Yeah, it's interesting. Okay.
Pesach?
Yeah.
Yeah, well just
yeah, so the truth of the matter is, question is Tanai Shabmakaim. I think someone used that lashon, right? The Ron. Truth of the matter is when why can't he say I'll only accept the aedis of Reuven and Shimon? Is essentially what he's saying.
Well, can he say that you can only pay me back while you pluck like a chicken? Tanai Shabbat. You can just say anything that has no reality to it in Halacha.
Could he say that, Aaron?
What do you say? Can you say what?
You can only pay me back while you pluck like a chicken.
Why not?
the truth of the matter is, when I read that the other day, I my first reaction was, why isn't that Masla Mashkoza B'Torah? Are you going to say that these two guys, that no one has Nemanus except for these two people?
That's against the Torah.
That's against the Torah.
Isn't it Tanai Shabbat Mamon? Isn't that exactly the point?
Well,
that's only if you're smart that you're negating the others as opposed to having an additional condition.
It has to work.
The moment, when you get eight, you get all the time.
Right.
When you get eight, you all the time. Say these two and not anybody else.
No, that.
Well, we discussed whether that's really true or not.
Yeah. Right?
In other words, what's the Tanai? That's getting back to Moshe. In other words, what's the Tanai Sheva Mamon? Is the Tanai Sheva Mamon going to say, unless you do X, Y, and Z, there's no Piron? So then give back the money. I mean, did they establish what? You know, it's like the story with Rav Nachman. You want to fulfill the Tanai? Okay, so do it again in front of me. And if we could establish the fact that he paid you back but Torah's Piron and you took it. We don't care. So we're going to say, no, I am going to privately apostle these guys for this particular Aedis. I mean, they can't have them on us in this thing. Truth of the matter is, it bothers me to say such a thing.
Why shouldn't
it's the riff. The riff says, Dechi amale lo tifran ele ba'ante ruvein v'shimon Ha ifsalu lahar shar an inshi legabi hahu pirona v'kevan de kovil al nafshe hadin tano tanai mamonu v'kayim. Most Rishonim, I mean, that's the way a lot of Rishonim hold. I think the Ram is an outlier on this issue.
Uh-huh.
Take a look a little further. Let's take up this next issue because it's related. So it's very simple facts, okay? The bottom of the Ron, very short. Okay, so he says like this. So he quotes the case with Rav Nachman, right? Once again, the case with Rav Nachman, this is the Rif Skirsa. Rif Skirsa is a guy lent money and he said, only pay me back in front of Chacham, the Tanu Hilchasa. And then he brings Adam, the Lova brings Adam that he paid him back, but the Adam are not Chachamim, okay? The Malve says, yes, I got the money, but I was holding it as a pikadon, and then there was an onus. So I'm potter from the Shmira, and he owes me the money, right? So Rav Nachman said to him, No, once you admitted that you got paid back, and he paid it back, Bataris Piron, you're not Neman to say it was Bataris Pikadon. Okay. And then he says, but then he gave his little jab at the end. He says, and if you want to fulfill your Tanai, bring the money back and pay in front of me and Rosh Hashanah. Because we both know, we're both Chacham. Okay. So the Ron says like this. He says, someone will learn from this riff that since he said, Im ba'u eidim ve'idu sheparo einem monim, just like the riff says, that if I say only Chachamim are good for Edim and two Balabatim come, they're not believed. Kachadin gam kein shim bo Edim shehode bifneim einon ne'eman. Daha hocha. Okay, someone to say two, like you were saying before, that even if two Amaratzim, two Balabatim come and say, we saw the Malva admit that he was paid back, that's also not good Avis. Okay. And now where's the Raya? He says, and the Raya is from here. Because this guy, the Malva, was Moda to Rav Nachman. Right? And Rav Nachman still said, one second, come back. And he says, let me get Rav Sheshes. He says, V'i Omra de e de hodo mehimnin. He could have just called over the shamash. So in other words, if he wants the guy to be moda and hadoah and hodoas baldin and the hodoah of the malva doesn't have to be in front of the aiden that he identified for the piron, why did Rav Nachman say, let me get another chacham for you to be moda in front of? He says, Elevada, ki hechi de mafsali le'edus piron, kol beitre de lo tanu hilchasa, just like the malva negated any edim who are not chachamim for piron, hochanami mafsali le'edus hodah. Really, he passed them even for hodah too? Ubedinhu de lema le odi ba'apai uba'ape Rav Sheshes. Now the question is, so why didn't Rav Nachum say, I'll get Rav Sheshes here and you can be mowed in front of both of us? Why did he say, pay him back, pay him again? And he says, that was just lefersumi milsa, the piron karmale, aisinu. Okay. Uba'u avda nami. No.
Why does he want
Rav Sheshes
to be come what?
To fulfill the tonight. If you want to fulfill your Tanai, then
when you put the money,
yeah, so it's a little bit of a
get it back.
Right, a little tongue in cheek over here. He says Tosa is like a bidufus. But he says, Ubahu of the Nami, the Amrin Lakoman, Domale Chavre, Mehimili Betre, Kol Amas, the Omris Loparosa, who had been the who had Tam. Jim or Bo Adim Hoda Ainonemon Zudas Haraz Halevi. That's the Balamor. The Balamor sheet is essentially cutting through all the cases. I mean, basically, once you say that I'll only believe Kachomim for Piraon, Mamela, you'll also only Mamela, only Chachom will believe for Hoda. Okay, and the Ramban says that doesn't make sense. He says, whatever, he explains the case with Rav Sheshes, but he says, kol hecha de omale lo tifron ela ba'ape ruvein v'shimon ubo eden v'hodi uhu shehamilve hode b'fneim. So if I ever say only Ruvein and Shimon I can pay back in front of, and then you bring in Shimon and Levi that he was moda that he got payments, right? Different witnesses for the hodah. And them on him, shekevan shepisul edim halalu shelo kedin hu. These are perfectly kosher edim, and it's a psul shelo kedin, meaning to say it's some arbitrary removal of their neman, some arbitrary right hafkoa. Ein l'cha bo ela tanoa. You can only take exactly what his condition was. And what was his condition? Piron. His only condition was you have to pay them back. You can't pay back in front of anyone but Reuven and Shimon. Who's a ne'amonim? Avo behodo ne'amonim.
What did you say?
Done.
Right, so I wouldn't say it like that.
He says,
can't extend.
I don't think
you can do that. Come on. The omerle mehim not li kol emas the omret lo poroso. So now he says, but in the case later on where the guy says, I'll be believed. You'll believe me as long as I say you didn't pay. Then, afilu bo edem ve'idu shehodu b'fneim einem onem. Shetano'o mafsik lekol. Da omar lo parona. So that case where he says, I'll be believed as long as I say I wasn't paid. Then even Eidei Hodah are not going to help. Because that's the Tanai. It's not real. This is kind of like a little bit like the Rav's way. That's not really a piece of Eidim at all. Right? It's basically saying, I'm the Ne'aman as long as I say Lo Parana. So that is, if I say, you can only pay me back in front of Reuven and Shimon, and you hold like the Rif, that's a psul Eidim on everyone else. But that is a particular Maisa. I'm identifying a specific Maisa. This is my Tanai. My Tanai is the Piron has to be in front of Reuven and Shimon. And how does that affect Psul Eidus? Just in terms of that Maisa. They have no one as Ne'amonis on this Maisa except for Reuven and Shimon. But everybody has Ne'amonis on the Hodah.
Right. That makes sense.
But if I say you'll believe me as long as I say I wasn't paid, then the Ramban says now it's a statement about not about a maisa, it's a mistake. It's a statement about the hischayvus, and you're basically saying you're admitting to the hischayvus as long as I say it exists. So Eidei Hodah are not going to help.
Okay, so when the mother becomes a bad guy, what's the other?
So listen to this. He says, "V'yesh omrim she'af al pisha ha'edim ein ne'amonin v'kofin es halova she'yifre le'malva." Okay, so which case is this? I'm not sure which case. I think this is in any case, right? Let's take a regular case. I say, "Pay me back only in front of Reuven and Shimon." Okay, and Levi and Yehuda come in and say, "No, we still haven't paid back." Right? So Basin will force him to pay again. Right? The simple case. Correct? So he says, so some learn that on that case, afilu hachi, achashe paru choza v'gova menu, al pi osan eden. Sherelo nifsalu el edas shal osa piron. So now, those two edim can, now he can say, okay, I have to pay you back. Because these Edom are not believed on the Piron. Fine. But now I'm going to sue you for the money that these Edom are made. I just gave you.
But then he's just going to say that there was a Piron of a code.
Well, then he shouldn't pay him twice. Right? You can't pay him twice. So he's saying, I lent you money and you can only pay me back with Reuven and Shimon.
Well, the same Edom saw him pay him twice.
Then Yehuda and Levi are there and they say, no, we saw the payment. And then he says, yeah, but you don't have ne'amonis on that payment, so you still have to pay me. So Basin will force him to pay him. But then he says, yeah, but Yehuda.
What was that?
Yeah, exactly. That was Rav Papa's trick. Turned it into a derisa with the Eid Echad. So he says, that's right. In other words, I only passel the Eidim for Eidus on the Piraon of the Chol.
Right? But the double payment.
But the double payment they're good on. It's not that they don't have ne'amonis that money change. Yeah, right. The first payment. So give me back the first payment. Exactly. So he says, so they're right. Right. Well, whatever. Yeah, for the first payment because they're not believed in terms of the piron of the chov. So the piron of the chov is still open. So Basin will force him to pay for the chov. But now they're mad that he paid him. He gave him money. I wasn't the Piron of the Chov, right? So he says, this is what the Ravid actually holds. He says, and that's why the Ravid says, when you write a shtar with Ne'amonis in it, you always say, Tehei neman olai kishne edem li olam. I don't know what he means. Mitam ze kosvin di lo my li olam. So basically, I don't know. He's trying to say that you add in the word li olam to prevent this rebound possibility.
That's a good thing. Rebound possibility.
Kind of for the malva.
For the low bed, it's not good for the malva.
No, we speak.
So who's that good for?
Has that solve anything?
Sounds like you're saying even after the pura on anything that has to do with this din, this case, I'm believed on. So I won't. So even to say now. There was an earlier payment. I'm not totally sure. Honestly, I'm not completely sure what how that Le'olam worked. But he's saying, what else? Why else would we write Le'olam? I don't
why
really
are
know.
You trying to get stoppage of it's like a good thing, like the justice.
Oh, you give up.
Tonight, Shabbat, they're making a deal.
If you're the Malva, you always write it to the best of your advantage. So you throw in Le'olam. No, you're worried. No, you're obviously worried, like Donnie said, you're worried that he's going to get crazy Edom and you're not going to be able to, whatever it is. You don't trust this guy at all. You don't want him to get Edom that are going to testify. You think they're liars, you're not going to be able to prove it. And then it's going to, you know. Okay. So anyway, so he says, So the right, so I'm not sure who's speaking over. I guess it's still the Ran. He says, or the Ramban, I'm not sure. He says, "Ve'ein devarim halolim mufuvarim de'im kain hafuchi matarasa lomali." I'm not sure what he means, but in other words, the whole objective gets switched around. If the guy could do that, the whole thing falls apart, right? If the guy says, "Look, you can only pay me back in front of Reuven and Shimon," and then the guy can pay you back in front of Levi and Yehuda, and you'll make him pay a second, but he'll get the second payment back. He'll get the first payment back. So what's the whole point of putting in Reuven and Shimon? Right? So he says, Ella ikron shel devarim heim gedivre the rimigash. Okay? The kevan de mishadi de betoras piron de hahi halvo yavinu nialaihu. Since those first sets of Edom moving, in other words, the non-approved Edom, testified not Stam about money changing hands, they testified about the piron of that loan, right? Which way would they? Which they were disqualified for? So Adasaihu lav sadusahu, their edus is nullified because they testified about a thing that they are disqualified from testifying about. The piron dahu avar kipsulam dami. So we can't take any edus about that maisa.
Can't bring it back.
Hilkach mishtabeya hashto hamalvesh was heset the leker gabe mehanu zuzi the katon nekara velo midi umiftar v'chein das
arama. The solution is shuas heset.
Well, whatever shuas heset just means that the guy doesn't have any leverage on you. They're always going to make you walk out with a heset. Not going to just let you walk out.
You say that these witnesses count. I saw a couple of guys on
doing it. Yeah, right. So that's a good point. So, according to the Balamor, it's going to be very hard. According to the Balamor, if you can't trust anyone's edus on Hodah, you basically have to do it in front of the Basin. That everybody agrees. Everybody agrees if you go to a Basin and bring these edim, Basin will write. The Moshe of Klosa Havinon, you know, the right there's like a thing that Basin writes you, or a shover, or you get the guy to write you a shover, which is basically an admission that he got the money.
You're not getting any more than twice. Okay, but conceptually
speaking, though, what conceptually speaking, what do we have? This is what's interesting. Conceptually speaking, you have the Balamor says. Once I say these Edim, you have to, that once I'm passing Edim for Piraon, he's saying that's the same, that would also exclude anyone else for Hodah. And the Ramban says, no, there's an exclusion from Piraon, there's an exclusion on a mice of Edis on a mice, right? But and therefore and Piron is one Maisa and Hoda is another Maisa. Right? I'm not excluding everyone, I'm not passing everyone else for Hoda. And then you have this further question. If you hold and this is a related question, a question like this. If I'm gonna say the apostle on the Maisa of Piron, right, the apostle to be made on the Maisa of Piron, is that only in terms of hattering me from the halva'ah, or is that on the edus on that maisa in general? You know what I mean? For the ravid, when I passel the edim for piraon, that just means their edus won't be mo'il legabi the halva'ah, but they have ne'amonis on that maisa. So right after I lose, I can bring him right back to be made on that Maisa. Whereas the Rimigash says, no, once I say the apostle for Edis on the Piraon, that whole event is the apostle on that whole event, and therefore it cannot be brought back.
Clearly, say that they're not apostles.
So you see there's a lot of apostling Edim over there. They don't have any problem with this.
Right. Also, isn't the Ramban arguing with the Rambam the case of...
Oh, right. So, right. Now, you have to work back the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban on the Hodah issue. But I think it's going to stem whether you're learning everything is midin psul edus or midin hodos, the hodos baldin of the lova. If you're going to learn everything like the Ramban is learning, it would seem, and he seems to take the risk approach, that's all a din of psul edus. So basically, if he says... basically that's a very broad statement of pisul edus, and even the edus of hoda is going to be possible.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but according to the Rambam, it's not a pisul edus inyan, it's just a certain kind of hodas of the lova. But if you can have a hoda of the malva that undoes the whole institution, edus can still, there's never a pisul edus, so the edus will establish that he was malva.
Yes, that's good.